When people talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ, what do you think of?
Death and destruction!
If you're like most people, you have a little bit of fear, a little bit of anxiety, maybe you don't feel ready, and maybe you have a little concern about how wicked the world is becoming. And it's no wonder, look what we're doing to ourselves. But let's think for just a second why Christ is coming. We've heard about the destruction of the wicked, and the storms and chaos that's supposed to reign before he comes. What about the deep down core reason for his coming? I think the answer lies at least partly in some of the work that we'll be doing during the millennium.
Temple work! Missionary work!
Come here, come say, perfecting the saints! But you come say, okay, never mind. Now you may recognize those things as the threefold mission of the church, which makes sense since they're what we're going to be doing all throughout the 1,000 years that Christ is here. But what does that really mean for you, personally?
Destruction and despair!
Well, I certainly hope not. If our focus is where God wants it to be, then we'll be living right. So the worthiness part is not even going to be an issue. So what will our focus be? Think about it. If we're living our lives right, then our focus is going to be on other people, on blessing other people, on the second commandment, because we'll already be demonstrating that we love God. Now, some may say,
what does the second coming have to do with the second commandment?
But really, that should be a no-brainer. Temple work is not so much about perfecting our own spirituality as it is blessing the lives of those who have gone on to the other side of the veil. Missionary work is not so much focused on becoming better teachers as it is sharing and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who haven't received it. Now, we all know those things are the case, but I want you to think about it in terms of the second coming. When we talk about the second coming, we tend to think of the destructions, the wars, the wickedness. But try changing your mindset so that when people talk about the second coming, you think, oh, who can I bless? Who can I reach out to? Who can I help today? Because ultimately, that's why Christ is coming. In fact, the reasons for the destructions and for the ending of wickedness is mostly a way for the Lord to pave the way so that this work can be done for other people. We live in a broken world that's so badly messed up that we really can't do the work that the Lord needs us to do in the 1,000 years that He's set aside for it in the millennium. And one of the main reasons He's coming is to clear that path so that we can do the work without the distractions that the world so heavily throws in front of us. I mean, just think about how much easier it'll be to do temple work when there's not people on all sides of the world saying, hey, you can't baptize our ancestors, they didn't want to be Mormons. And when you don't have to be working 12 hours a day at your job. And think how much easier it'll be to do missionary work when there's not people throwing rocks through your cars and forcing 7 o'clock curfews in some lands where crime is so high. Think how much easier perfecting the saints will be when there's not the distractions of pornography and inappropriate media. So what does this have to do with right now? When we discuss food storage in preparation for the second coming and some of the catastrophes, don't be one of those people that have the attitude of,
no, this is our year's supply, get your own!
For all we know, the reason the prophets have asked us to get a year's supply is so that we can supply enough for our neighbors and friends for a week. When we talk about emergency preparation, don't think in terms of hiding your family while the world around you burns. Focus on how you can help your neighbors as well. When we talk about collecting names and doing family history work, don't think about all the time and effort it takes you. Think about those people that it's going to bless, that are waiting on the other side of the veil. And when you're called to teach or lead in the church, don't say to yourself,
but I'm no good at this leadership stuff. It always makes me so scared and worried about myself.
But try to think to yourself, what a great opportunity this is going to be to bless other people. When we look at the gospel from an unselfish point of view, it makes a lot more sense. And the same certainly goes for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!
Gospel Living Made Awesome. I don't know